You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Once Upon a Time After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Once Upon a Time After Show.
Hello, Oncers. We are back in the studio. Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Once Upon a Time, Season 2, Episode 14, Manhattan. Now, you may have noticed by now that we're missing one of our lovely female co-hosts. Kathy Kelly is not here right now, but we're going to hold it down for her in her absence. I'm Tiana Hobson, and joining me tonight, I have...
Hi, everyone. I'm Marissa Serafini.
And I'm Corey Takei.
Okay, so this episode, initial reactions.
Oh,
yay, nay.
Yes. Goodness. Yes.
Cassie is missing out because this is a stupendous episode.
This is a horrible one to miss out on. Yeah.
So many reveals.
So many. And I'm glad that they did not make us wait till the end of the episode to get the reveals, because I was kind of concerned that it might drag out and then, you know, the cliffhanger at the end would be the reveals.
Yeah, thank goodness they got right into it.
Yeah. Speaking of it, let's get right into this crazy, crazy family reunion of sorts that took place in Manhattan. So, as we all know, Rumpel and Emma and Henry all are in Manhattan looking for Bay. They show up at his apartment because I guess the map that Gold had gave them the right apartment, but just not the apartment number. So, you know, they're ringing on all the bells. Finally, they get a hold of him. He then jumps out the window, starts running, and this is where Emma goes chasing after him in her true Emma fashion. I love that she tackles him when she finally catches up to him.
That's a great way
to stop him. And then
go woman power.
Woman power, right? And then the first reveal of the night is that we see Neil Cassady is Bay.
Is Bay.
Well, that was our prediction.
Yes. Yeah.
So
go us.
Two for two, Cora and then Neil.
Yes. You
know, we're hanging on.
And we
right
saw
here.
That a long time
we
ago.
Saw that. We made that prediction a really long time
long
ago.
Time
I think
ago.
It was after the Tallahassee episode where we really put together that Bay and Neil had to be the same person.
Two and two.
Yeah. So that was, I felt like that was a big payoff for me in the prediction range of the scope and everything. And it's interesting to see, because after they run into each other, my first thought was, oh my God, Henry thinks his dad's dead. What's that going to be like? Which we'll talk about later, how Henry handles the news. But
he handled really well.
Yeah, so they go to this bar because he wants to talk. Emma's still shocked, like cannot believe that Neil is here and that he's Bay. So she has all these questions. Did you know? How long did you know? You know, were you just using me and all this stuff? So how did you guys feel about his sort of explanation of why? I mean, because he does reveal,
I still
you
thought
know, that
a little,
August was behind it.
I still felt a little puzzled by his explanation. I didn't feel like it was a
great
explanation.
I feel like it wasn't the whole story.
No, there was still something missing. I mean, the best thing was what was in the box, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, speaking of this box. So, it's been going on for ages. What's in the box? That's been the big, big question out there. How did you guys feel about what was actually in the box? Did it live up to the hype and
no,
the expectations?
It did not.
No, it was kind of anticlimactic.
A little disappointed
but,
there.
Right?
At least we got an answer. I know you're Balefire, but...
And it was the typewriter, too.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah,
I think we did mention
I think we mentioned
We threw that there in the mix. But when we first saw the reveal of Neil that after Emma chased him down, I was like, we just saw him in the apartment. That doesn't necessarily mean that's Bay. He could know Bay, or he was looking for Bay at his apartment. But then when they revealed what was finally in the box, I was like, okay.
It has to be Bay.
I was like, now I believe it. But I loved all of our reactions when we saw it. Like, we literally all, like, leaned forward.
We're on the edge of our
seats. What is it? What is it?
I was kind of scared we were going to fall over because everyone was on the edge of their seats, like, over the TV, waiting for this big reveal. And I don't know. It just didn't. I don't know what it could have been that would have made it awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
I mean, it's pretty awesome, but I just was expecting a little bit more. Yeah. Something bigger.
I hear ya. I think it was. It's crazy, though, because you look at how Henry is actually tying everyone in. Frenemies, and suddenly now he is Rumpel's grandson. So now Emma's related to Rumpel. Somehow.
This is like crazy family.
So, I mean, they're all related and they all hate each other. It's crazy.
Yes. And
it's bad after school special, you know?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Exactly.
I really feel like they're going to need to draw, well, they probably need to draw the family tree. Henry's probably the only one who understands how everyone's related now, but he's going to have to explain it to everyone else because it's a little confusing now.
Oh, it's super confusing. Right. I think we should draw a family tree and put it up next time.
Just to, so we can understand. But do you think Henrik would have found out that Bay was his father if he, you know, had that family tree?
I think he was so genuinely believing Emma that his father was a firefighter. He was a hero, that he died in service, and he was a genuinely good guy, that I don't think he ever thought twice about.
Yeah,
could his father have
so
been
either.
Someone from the fairy tale world?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. He wouldn't have been able to tell.
Which my next question is, which this might be a little bit into predictions, but how has Bay stayed so young for so long?
Because it's aged. Been he's got some
I mean he's aged
pepper.
But he's not as aged as he should be, because if you look on the timeline where Rumpel, you know, it's been a lot longer than 28 years that he's been looking for his son and that they've been separated, so unless time works differently.
Yeah, he should be in, like, his late 30s.
Oh, yeah, he should be super... I was thinking, like, back in Tallahassee compared to now. I'm like,
oh, no, I'm just thinking about, you know, from when he was 14 and came through the portal. Because Rumpel's been searching for him for a lot of years. He's seen a lot.
Maybe he's got some magic and, you know, maybe...
Sure, keeps getting caught.
Maybe we'll figure that out in the future episodes, why time is more forgiving to him.
Hopefully they will figure that out, but... So once they are at the bar and they're talking, Bay does not want to go back and face his father. He doesn't want to see this guy. He's abandoned him. He's been spending his whole life running away from this man. So he does not want anything to do with him. So he kind of asks Emma, after he's shocked that Emma made a deal with him, because he knows what it's like to make a deal with Rumpelstiltskin. He's like, just tell him that you didn't find me, that you couldn't find me anywhere, and that, you know, I got away. Do not let him come back here. And Emma kind of goes with it just because she wants to protect Henry. And I love that she called her mom, because that's just a testament of how strong their relationship is now, especially as, because they were always friends when she was Mary Margaret.
Right.
You know, they were really good friends. But that's who you call when you need advice like this. I call my mom for everything. It's like, Mom, I don't know what shoelaces to put in. And, you know, it's like the littlest things like that. So I thought it was really, really, I loved that she was reaching out to her mom for help and guidance in that moment. Maybe that was just me. I don't know.
No, I liked it. I thought it was a good moment, too. I don't reach out to my mom unless I'm, like, crying in my bed over something. But tie my shoelaces. All right.
I mean, moms are there.
Yeah, they are there.
They always answer the phone.
That's what parents should be for, you know?
Yeah.
Because... Well, They're the ones that will always have that unconditional love for you and will be there at the end. Should be.
I know that Emma meant well by not telling Henry or choosing to pretend that she didn't know what happened with Bay, but I think she made a mistake again, that she didn't tell them what happened.
Yeah,
that was a mistake.
It's one of those mom trying to overly protect you, your child, again, where we've seen it before with even Cora and Regina.
Right.
You know, being overprotective can sometimes drive your child away from you. In their case, hopefully it does not happen with Emma and Henry.
And you see that in reflection, you think maybe Regina was also protecting Henry in season one by telling him, like, going to see a psychiatrist and protecting him from truth as well. So, again, I'm pro Regina. Maybe Regina has good in her, you know. So
I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Homegirl's been up to some stuff now. So then Emma gets back, tells Gold that, you know, son got away. Sorry about it, basically. So now Rumpel wants to break into his apartment and just sort of wait for him to show up. He's like, he lives here. He's got to come back. Which I was thinking, well, if he knows that someone's there looking for him, and if he ran, why would he go back to the scene?
Well, he has to live there, right?
I don't know. I would have just fled.
To go back for something.
He needs to sleep somewhere.
It is New York.
Yeah.
Who wants to sleep on the streets in New York now?
I think I know deep down probably Bay knew that he would have to come face to face with Rumpel. Mm-hmm. Rumpel made it this far into the real world that he's going to have to confront his father sooner or later. So might as well be to protect
Emma.
Yeah, and Neil also said that he came back for Emma to make sure that Rumpel wouldn't hurt her.
Exactly.
Because he's seen what he does to people who break a deal with him, which is scary. I want to talk about the dream catcher in the apartment, because it's the same one from the Tallahassee episode, right?
The hotel.
The hotel that she took it from.
It sure looks like it, yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that when we first saw it, we were like, that's going to come back into play somehow. I know Marissa was over there saying some things about Emma's magic or something.
Yeah, if they bring it back to Storybrooke and they have access to magic again, I think Emma will use her magic and find out all these memories of Bay that, like, have been missing for the past 28 years.
Kind of like the...
We'll reveal more information about him.
Yeah.
What he's been up to.
I like that.
I like it, too. I didn't like the idea of when Rumpel wanted to bring him back and say, like, I'll help you forget. I'll bring you back to 14. I'm like, no, we'd rather see the Dreamcatcher idea.
What kind of grown man wants to go back to being 14?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go back to being 21.
It's like, who?
No offense, 21-year-old.
I was like, Dad, come on. I would not want to go back in time. Not to that age. If you're going to take me to an age, maybe 21 would be a little better than going through puberty again at, like, 14 and stuff.
But 14 was the age when that all started, when Rumpel left him. But that makes me wonder, like, if Rumpel always had the magic to turn back time or back to that, how come he hasn't done it earlier?
Yeah, why didn't he just go back in time and go through the portal with
again.
His son?
Yeah,
it might be a lot more difficult.
More difficult.
Explain. Maybe they have to do it like a team effort.
But he has the ability to do that.
Yeah.
Now we know that.
And now we know.
Now we know.
And what about, the confrontation when everyone's yelling in the apartment and Henry walks out. It's like, why is everyone yelling? And Emma tries to get him to go back inside. And there's the whole back and forth with, I keep wanting to call him Bay. I don't know if I should call him Bay or Neil at this point.
I know.
I'm like, this double name thing is really throwing me off right now.
I always do that too.
So, Neil Bay. he's like, is that my son? And then everyone's faces just kind of drop. And I just thought it was funny, but serious. And I don't know. I just loved that scene.
It was a pivotal scene, though.
It was
like, finally, we figured this all out. This is a huge piece of the puzzle. Now, Rumpel, how big of a mean person, I was about to cut, is he going to be to his grandson now?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good piece.
I
agree. It was funny and yet serious because we finally find out. But then Henry backs up there. He's like, he told me that my father died. He was a fireman. And then we're like, oh, right, she did say that.
Yeah.
How are you going to save yourself, Emma?
Yeah, which is really scary because when they were out on the fire escape talking afterwards, I was scared that Henry was not going to handle the news as well as he did.
Because he handled it too well, I think.
He did, right?
Yes.
Because I feel like a kid like Henry would have more of a reaction. I was scared that finding out the news and him even pointing out that she was just like Regina.
Mm-hmm. That was
and that she that lied great. To him, too.
Mm-hmm.
in my mind, I was like, oh my gosh, is he going to run back to Storybrooke and, like, go running back to his other mother? That really scared me for a second.
Well, I really like that he compared her to Regina, because it shows that, again, Regina's great, is that Regina's, you know, she makes mistakes. Because Emma is so great, but she also makes mistakes. And that's just defining. Henry's telling her, you know what, you messed up the way my other mother did. So, I mean, again, I think Henry handled it very, very maturely, because I wouldn't have handled it that way. I probably would have slapped someone and, like, ran down the stairs. But he was like, I just want to meet my father now.
Yeah. When he went for that window, I thought he was, like, going to run out into the city and be alone. I was even like, young kid in a city he doesn't know, running around on the streets by himself. Why isn't anyone following him? And then he just made it outside.
Yeah. I was like, he'll be okay. I mean, he went to Boston and found Emma by himself, you know, on his own the very first episode. I was like, he'll be fine if he runs away.
Yeah, that's
as terrible as that might sound. I'm like, he'll be fine.
As horrible as that is. So then Rumple has to convince Bay to talk to him, because he clearly realizes, even before it was revealed that they knew each other and that Emma and Bay had a son together, Rumple knew that those two knew each other. It was awkward, you know, when they encountered each other. So he clearly knows that this is someone who Bay cares about. So he's kind of using her against him to get his way, because he's like, oh, well, if you want her to fulfill her deal with me, the deal was to get you to talk to me, not just to get you here. So now you have to come talk to me in order for her to be out of harm's way, basically, is what he was saying.
I don't think Rumple would have really harmed her, but that was a really smart move of him.
You don't think he would have hurt her?
Nah, he needs her for a while.
Because when they were in a fight before Neil came into the room, he said something about, you know, he'll force her to talk because he felt like she was holding back. And at that point, I was thinking he was going to do something to Henry. To get her to talk.
Well, see, there's a difference between being angry and wanting to slap someone and then actually slapping someone. So I don't think he was going to do it just yet. He has a lot of uses for Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I think Rumple has the ability of really hurting Emma, but the fact that Emma asked Henry to leave the room first, I was like, oh no, what is Rumple going to do? Because if Henry stayed in the room, like I said last week, you know, having a child around, Rumple would be, like, less inclined to do, like, to hurt Emma or hurt anyone in, or use any evil, you know, have any bad behavior or whatnot. So, but once Henry left the room, I was like, oh, he could do something.
Yeah. Yeah. That was scary.
Something serious.
I loved that. I mean, we talked about how Rumple and Bay, their talk was basically about Rumple reversing the hands of time. And I love that Bay tells him, you know, you can never undo the fact that for years I went to sleep with that image of me hanging down that portal and you holding my hand and then letting go of that. I almost teared up in that moment. I don't know if I was the only one.
That was a strong visual, though.
It was. It was. It puts things into perspective, especially for Rumple, because he's not thinking about what his son has lived through. All he's been focused on is finding him. He hadn't been thinking about the other side of things and how he would feel about being abandoned.
Well, it goes both ways. Why Bay hasn't been thinking, granted he's been abandoned, yes, but he hasn't been thinking about my father is coming here talking about regret and wanting to make things right. And he's not thinking about what his father has been through, all this stuff, that's just true, to get his son. So
they need to sit down and have
more than 3 minutes.
More than three minutes. Maybe sit down over like some tea and coffee.
Tea. Have some crumpets as well.
Have some tea and crumpets. See how it works out for you guys. And I just thought it was so cute at the end of this sort of part of the story where Henry and Bay are on the fire escape together. And it's just so nonchalant. It's a total guy conversation. So you're my dad.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was
just all you need.
Yeah, it was like no emotional hugging and, oh, we have to talk about our feelings. It was just like, so you're my dad. Yep. Sorry it took me so long to get here, kid.
I thought it was
a don't worry, you didn't know.
Bay did pat Henry on the back.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, didn't you guys think it was a little underwhelming? Didn't you want more out of this reunion?
I think I got enough of it in the beginning part, just the drama of getting to there, that this part for me, I was very happy that everyone was okay, but I know that them being okay now means that later on, as in 2 weeks, they're not going to be okay.
No, they're not going to be okay. I agree. I think we were just happy with the fact that we got answers.
Yes.
And now we're like, okay, now what happens? That's where all the questions and drama comes from.
Come back together. Yep. Right there. So we're going to talk about Rumpelstiltskin back in the day in the old-time fairy tale world. But before we do that, I just want to give a quick note to everyone. If you're not watching us live or on YouTube, make sure you go onto iTunes and search for us. You can log into iTunes, go to AfterBuzz TV Once Upon a Time, find our show, subscribe to it, rate us, give us 5 stars, leave us a comment, and we'll be sure to give you a shout-out on the show at some point. And, yeah, tell a friend, tell many friends, spread the word, and let us know what you like and what you don't like about our show, and we will do our best to be better at it for you, the viewer. Oncers, unite.
Yes.
Oncers.
Oncers. Yes. That was my power. Power to the people fist right there.
Oncer fans.
Oncer fans. Okay, so back to Rumpel. Back in the day, I liked that we got more of his backstory.
I always love his backstory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like we've jumped around to so many pieces of his backstory that I never even thought about hearing about how he became the coward of the town.
I've always wanted to know that. And so seeing this backstory was excellent for me. I was very happy with this backstory. I mean, I think you heard me 3 times going, oh! So, I mean, it was great.
No, it was very satisfying because, you know, the back in the last episodes, you know, we always see just parts, him at the war or him, like, just coming back from the war, but we didn't see what actually happened during the war. Mm-hmm. We just know that he was a coward, but this actually reveals what he did to become a coward.
Yeah.
How he got there. Yeah. I love seeing that him and Mila were once very happy together.
That was such a short snippet, though.
It was such a short little snippet, but it made me realize why he was so devastated, because the Mila we saw before, she was always just a wicked woman. And
yeah, she was a biatch.
Yeah, she was a biatch.
That's right.
And so I was so confused as to why Rumpel loved this horrible, mean-spirited woman so much that, you know, he was willing to fight and do all these other things just to get her back. And so seeing how they once were and how they were very much in love at one point, it kind of put into perspective and made me more able to understand him.
I need to ask you girls this. So what would you do if your man was at war and he realized you were pregnant, about to have a baby, and so he broke his leg to come back to you? Would you yell at him being like, why were you a coward? Why did you hurt yourself?
Or
would you
be like,
thank you for surviving?
I'd be like, babe, you're home. Yeah. I'd be happy.
That's what I'm saying. I think that she is a very thankless woman. And it's just a shame that Rumpel fell for her, because she's the reason why he became so evil.
But the thing is, before Rumpel even went to the war, Mila said to him, go fight on the front lines, be brave, fight honorably. Yeah. And then when he came back and she found out that he wasn't brave, he didn't fight with honor, that took the turn why she went totally 360 on him.
She's got to understand, like, he was about to go to war, but the idea of having a son and not being alive, like the prediction of saying, hey, you're going to die, obviously he's going to want to save himself to be there for Bay, which is so ironic. But
oh, the irony
of how it all ends up. Anyway, right. Speaking of which, he talked to the seer.
Yes.
Who was very creepy. Creepy.
The Oedipus creepy. Oracle. That's what it reminded me of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that now. I don't know why I immediately thought of Three Blind Mice.
She was blind?
Yeah, because she was blind until her hands had, palms of her hands had the eyes on. That
Which
was
reminded
weird.
Me of Pan's Labyrinth, if you've ever seen that movie.
All that, like, Greekish, Roman mythology stuff.
Yeah.
I would love to see more of that, by the way, but yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
That was a nice creepy element.
Creepy element. But she does tell him the prediction that based on his actions the next day in battle, he would leave his son fatherless. Which, when you listen back and after you see how everything turns out, you realize that she doesn't exactly say, you're going to go out there and die.
I knew there was a gimmick.
Yeah, I was like, and the whole time when I heard it, I was trying to figure out, what is she saying, really? Because you always know with those types of characters, they're saying something more than
cryptic.
Yeah, it's more cryptic and
She was actually a really nice seer, considering how Rumpel was treating her. I think she's just a miserable woman.
She just wanted some water, too.
She just wanted water.
She just wanted some water.
I was like, Rumpel, don't give her water. Come on. Come on. She's a seer.
Yeah. So he makes it home, and Mila's not happy about that.
Which is sad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is sad. And that's kind of the start of where she takes a turn, I guess you could say, and goes off and becomes
if you are gonna marry a man, you stick with him through thick and thin, even if he's a coward for a moment with good intentions. You do not mm-hmm. cheat on him with a hook. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know, the hook is mighty good looking.
But I think hook came later on though.
She was already like done with him by then.
Yeah.
And so before Rumpel gets home, he literally takes, what was that thing? What would we call the thing he hits with leg with?
Looked like big sledgehammer.
Yeah, like a sledgehammer.
That's what I was saying.
How painful must that have been? And to do it to yourself?
And that's why he's limping now.
Yeah.
I
never thought about, Rumpel has a limp. I wonder why.
Yeah, right?
Never really thought about that before. But I can't believe he did that to himself. That's just ridiculous. Rumpel, you need to seek some help or something.
Yeah, I guess he was probably too afraid to shoot himself, if that existed.
But he didn't want to die on the battlefield mm-hmm. either.
Yeah. So I guess you have a choice to make when you have a family. And he thought he was making the best choice.
He did.
Didn't work out so well for him with his wife or with his son.
To give Rumpel a point, it does take bravery to hit yourself with a sledgehammer. It does.
That looked so painful, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
I think we were all wincing at that point.
I was scared they were going to show it actually, like, crippling his leg or something.
We saw him walking crippled.
Yeah,
like,
crippled, but
I think it was the sound effect. We heard, like, bone cracking.
Marissa.
So then,
flashback.
Yeah. So then we flash forward to Rumpel when he is now the Dark One. And he's gone out into the forest to find the seer because she had also predicted back then that he would come back to her in the future for more help one day. And so he's looking for Bay at this point. And he wants the full story because he feels like last time he got played, which we could use that against him because as the Dark One, the deals that he makes are always like cryptic in their meaning.
Sure.
And he misleads everyone with his deals. So, how is he then going to be mad at her for doing the same thing he does to people? Does he have a right to be mad at her though?
Well, I think it's just one of those things where you're just stressed, anxious, frustrated. So you see someone, you're like, hey, you're the reason. Even though they may not completely be the reason. But again, like, she is the one that gave him the prediction that he was going to die. He assumed that she was talking about battle. So he is easily going to blame her for losing his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
So obviously he's going to have a lot of animosity towards her.
But Rumpel did meet the seer before he became the Dark One.
Mm-hmm.
And when he became the Dark One, I think it was because that ambiguity, you know, with all these riddles or whatnot, and I think he found that to be effective, and that's why he does it now, to manipulate other people.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the only time he doesn't
feel
like
a
coward, I guess. I think he's so scarred by being called a coward by his wife and losing his wife because of that, that now he's just overwhelmed and consumed by being the Dark One.
And the power that comes with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
He was so weak for so long that now he needs this to sort of prove to everyone.
And it's funny because you're starting to see Rumpel be like past Rumpel when you see him interacting with Bay and being afraid of losing him again.
He's really scared.
Yeah.
I felt kind of bad for him.
I
a little bit.
I've
been
a
Rumpel for the past couple of weeks. I'm like, you go, boy, you go.
I mean, he's just having a tough, tough time, but he's done so much to so many people that I don't feel right feeling bad for him. But at the same time, he deserves a little bit of pity at this point.
He does. He's lost Belle.
Yes.
His son.
Yeah, his son.
No one trusts him.
No one likes him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiana doesn't like him.
And Bay did say, I didn't get closure, so neither do you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that hurts.
That's rough.
Yeah.
So then the seer, because she can't give him all the answers that he wants. It's too much for her. She goes, here, you can have my power to see the future. And they do this weird magic transfer.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was under the... I was under the impression she was tired of being the seer. She feels like it's a curse to have all these predictions, that she wanted to give Rumple this curse.
Yeah. And you knew that was going to happen, too, because we know that Rumple can see the future, but we didn't know how he got that power, ability. Yeah, and we're like, oh, you meet the seer, she has that power. You knew somehow that was going to happen. He was going to learn or acquire that ability.
And I like that he kind of got tricked into having this second curse, because he was tricked into becoming the Dark One.
Do you think he was tricked? I mean, I think that at this point he really wanted it. He was just like, enjoying.
He wanted it, but he wanted it thinking that it was something different. So when he got it and realized that it's not, he's going to have to now, what'd she say, separate what can be from what will be, that it's just a puzzle that he's seeing everything. Yeah. He thought he was getting a straight shot, like, this is your future, an easy fix to everything. And so he got duped for a second time, because he really did get duped when he became the Dark One, too.
Well, I don't think I've really seen yet his future seeing abilities. I mean, yes, but I want to see how he struggles with it, really. I want to see more of that, the struggle that it caused.
But Rumple has kind of embraced the Dark One, the Dark Power, and he's kind of embraced the future, the ability to see the future, too, so... I don't know if he's really upset yet.
Exactly. Yet. I think Bay is going to be his, well, actually, maybe Henry, but...
Yeah, so let's talk lineage. About that.
What?
So when the seer said that his reunion with his son would come in an unexpected way, and that a boy would lead him to him, and that the boy is more powerful or stronger, I forget exactly what she said, but he was more powerful than you think he is, and that the boy will be his undoing. And at that time, Rumple says, then I'll just have to kill him. And then we realize that the boy who's been doing all this leading, at least what I gathered from that, is Henry, which he just found out is his grandson. So, do we think Henry's safe?
I don't think anyone is Henry's safe.
No one's ever safe. But... I think I predicted in the very beginning of this season that Henry's somehow going to be a big factor in all this and, like, save everyone's in something. We don't know exactly how. Mm-hmm. But, and also with that, just the juxtaposition of the scenes, you know, going from that straight to Henry, we're like, oh. And the fact that the seer said boy, all we know, the only boy that we know is Henry.
I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say Henry is
all
the
roads
game
lead
changer.
To Henry.
Yeah. I mean, he is also the one, like we said at the beginning of this opera show, he brought everyone, he somehow linked to everybody.
Yes. But if Rumple acts on this and hurts Henry, he's going to absolutely ruin his chances of ever being back together with Bay.
I think he's going to try to fight, this is me believing in Rumple, he's going to try to fight the prediction of the Oracle. I mean, it's possible. And speaking of, I know this is kind of off topic, but I want to ask you guys, like, do you guys still think, after all this, that still Cora might be...
Regina. Walking around town as Regina?
No. I mean, like, related, because Cora and Rumple kissed.
You know what?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about relations here, so...
If they're involved, too, and... somehow that would just make this family even more messed up.
Rumple would be Regina's father.
Messed up as in like a crazy very weird family tree where the branches are like overlapping and crossing each other.
So I was just thinking about that, because then Regina would be truly blood related to Henry somehow. That'd be crazy.
That'd be so crazy.
She would not only be his stepmom, but also his step great grandmother
and adoptive mom.
Yeah, and adoptive mom. Because I love the scene when Snow and Charmy were trying to figure out this whole when everyone's finding out that Bay is Henry's father, so Rumple is like his grandfather, but I'm his grandfather. You can have more than one.
That's right. So funny. Yeah.
I love how the characters are exact same both that we are, we the are. Audience. Yeah. We're trying to figure it out, too.
That's just crazy. So hopefully, I don't know if I can trust that Rumpel won't try to harm Henry if it means it's going to be the demise of him.
But it's his grandson, so I'm sure, he cares about his grandson almost as much as he cares about his direct son.
But he let his direct son fall through a portal and be on his own.
He's changed.
Oh, we're going with the change.
They always say they've changed.
Rumpel cares more about Babe than he ever cared about Henry.
But things might change now. Again, change.
Things might.
Rumpel has regret and sorrow, and he is bonding with Emma.
So, he was bonding with Henry through the episode. They had a couple scenes together
out,
where,
for Emma.
Yeah, when Henry told him, I think your son's going to forgive you. I forgave my mom when she said that she gave me up because it was the best thing for me. Granted, Rumpel didn't exactly give up, kind of dropped him through a portal, but slight difference. But, there were some tender moments between the two of them where you kind of saw Rumpel looking at Henry in a different, I don't know if a different light, I don't know if they've spent much time together really in the past, but, he was hanging out with Henry like, okay, this kid's kind of cool. But then he looked at him at the end sort of like, oh, I might have to hurt you, little boy, if you try to take me down. So we'll see.
We will see.
It's hard to predict because Rumpel, you can see him do evil things and then good things. He's really a split man.
You like the evil ones.
I do. Regina and Rumpel. I mean, I believe in change and I believe in making mistakes and living in regret. And it's like, you don't want to live in regret. And let people accept you and make a change with you. Anyway, that's my thing.
Second chances.
Speaking, I don't even know, not speaking of second chances, but let's talk about, because Storybrooke had a couple little things happening throughout this episode. Well, not exactly little. They were kind of big things. So Regina, we see her and Cora sitting together, and she's really worried about Henry, which as his mother, she should be, because Henry left town. No one told her about it. She was really mad about that last week, that no one thought to ask her if it was okay for Henry to leave. And then they had an interesting conversation because Hook then joins in and says, oh, where's Rumpel gone? He's out of the city. That means he doesn't have any magic with him, which means I can actually kill him because it's a fair fight. And Regina said that none of them were victims of the curse. So it wasn't about not having it was about magic and not about losing their identities and memories when they cross the line. So does that mean if Cora, Regina, or Hook were to cross over, that at least Cora and Regina would still have their powers?
I don't know, because honestly, I don't know if Storybrooke's a real world.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this outsider's Greg has something special about him that led him to that. I don't even know if we'd be able to enter Storybrooke still.
Yeah.
If the muggles can enter the story.
Right.
It's platform 9 3/4.
Pretty much.
I mean, first of all, Regina shouldn't be mad because she was in hiding. They didn't know where she was.
Exactly, right?
Second, Cora looked awesome in her human outfit. Or I guess
she's assimilating well.
Yeah, she looks and rocking fast. Hair and everything.
I mean, I feel like it was just a couple weeks ago when she was in a car and goes, these carriages are very strange.
No, she looks fantastic.
She looks hot now.
But you could tell the physical differences of the characters, though. Mm-hmm. It looks like this was the first episode they shot after a hiatus on their
schedule.
I was going to say.
Their hairstyles were different. They were longer. They were darker colors,
Because I was going to say Henry looks a little older. He's growing fast.
Yeah. He is.
So.
Sweet little kid.
He is.
So they decide that instead of going after Rumpel to New York, they actually need to just find this dagger because if they find the dagger, they can either use it against him, stab him and kill him with it, or they can control him with it. So Regina then goes to the hospital to pay a little visit to Belle, see what she might know or not know, since Belle doesn't have a memory, Regina. Way to manipulate that.
Belle's still in the hospital.
I kind of feel like it's because she has nowhere else to go. She doesn't remember anything. She doesn't trust anyone here except for probably Greg because he was honest with her at the end of the last episode.
Right. How boring is it in a hospital? Wouldn't you want to get out and try to find your memory?
Right. She doesn't seem physically hurt. I'm surprised that they haven't released her yet.
Exactly. I agree with you, Marissa.
But she is kind of a Jane Doe at this point.
And do you think part of it might be because they don't want anything to happen to her? Because, I mean, Rumple did tell David and Snow, don't let anything happen to her while I'm gone, or else I will kill everybody up in this place.
I think it's the creator's way of making her stay close to Greg, so he constantly keeps seeing magic.
That could work, too.
What I think might be the reason.
And the magic, Regina knocks her out after realizing that, oh, it is true, Belle. You don't remember anything, or me, or anyone. So puts her to sleep and then uses her magic to kind of lift up all the articles in her purse. And in there is an index card with some numbers on it. It was 915.63, right?
That's what I got.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it made me start thinking about numbers again. How everything is numbers. And I cannot for the life of me put anything together with those specific numbers right now.
And also Bay's apartment too. It looked like it was number 407.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I wonder if that had significance too.
407. I don't
random.
Know.
But yes.
All these numbers that I keep track of. I just don't know why I'm keeping track
maybe
of them yet.
Maybe sometimes they're
one
just
day,
numbers.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like
but
it's
probably
just
not.
A number.
They're probably not.
Dewey Decimal System. It's the library.
And when you guys saw that number on the card, did you think library?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Okay. I think I was a little slow with it, too.
Me
because
too.
I thought of library only because I've worked in a library. I know
so
what book numbers look like. And, yes, Belle did work in the library, too. So I just...
I think once I saw that Regina was going to the library, I said to myself, duh, it's
yeah,
Belle.
Right. Made perfect sense.
But in my head, I see three digits with a decimal point and then two more. I think it's a dollar amount. So I'm we got some money coming in? $915? That's where my mind immediately went to was money.
Well, it was too short of a number to be in coordinates to anywhere, so it had to be a book.
Good catch. So in the library... Hook is there. They find a map that they don't know is a map at first. It kind of looks like scribbles.
I thought it looked like a map, but I was like, I saw it real quick. There was only like two icons.
Yeah, that's what kind of threw me.
That's when you need a hook in your life,
right? That's when Hook comes in handy. And then as soon as he deciphers it for you, it's like, oh, okay, we're rid of you now.
I got this.
Yeah, we don't need your help right now. And he just keeps getting used by everyone.
I feel kind of bad
just
for him.
To get what they want, and then they kind of toss him out to the side.
But see, honestly, he's not like my favorite character in this episode. I mean, in this season at all. I guess he is useful, but
yeah, I think they're still finding
his character had a bigger storyline when he was first introduced.
Yes,
now that that's kind
half.
Of over, he's just. Around.
And now that he's kind of got he's kind of gotten revenge on Rumple because he did say this is better for you to live knowing that the woman you love will never remember who you are or anything like that. But now he's talking about killing him too. My thought was, well, why didn't you just do that to begin with? Why did Belle have to be collateral damage if you just wanted to kill him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do you guys think
it'd be too easy?
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Hook is around because there's going to be a battle eventually between him and Rumple again, part two?
I don't think they can live in that small town together.
No.
There's going to be a showdown.
They have to have a showdown at some point.
I know I might be jumping the gun, but do you think Hook and Bay are related still somehow in this? Not like family related, but...
I still think that when Hook left after Mila was killed and he went down that portal and he said to Neverland, I always assumed it was to go try and get Rumple's son because that's who he was concerned with at that time. So I still kind of think that Bay might have been Peter Pan.
So maybe that's why Hook's still around because Bay.
Because Peter Pan's coming down.
I mean, so many things.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. And I think it could explain a little bit of the age thing because Rumple's been looking for him for ages and he's only like 28, 29 years old.
Late 20s.
Late 20s, early 30s. And he should be.
Like
older
late,
than that.
Late 30s.
Yeah,
early
so
40s.
Cora and Regina, after they get rid of Hook in the library, they talk about how they don't need to use the dagger to necessarily kill Rumpel. Well, this is Cora telling Regina. Mm-hmm. You can use it to control him so that once he's back in Storybrooke, if they have the dagger, he knows they have the control and they can get him to kill Snow, Charming, and Emma, which would leave Henry with no one but Regina to come running to.
You know how disappointed I was in seeing Regina smile about that?
That was terrible.
Yes, I'm
the
about
depravity.
To throw my
pen right now. No, the depravity, you know, just killing a family just so your son can come back to you. That's pure evil.
Maybe yes. Regina's bipolar because I don't think I somehow think she's going to pull through somehow. And Cora is still manipulating her daughter
because Regina can't have Henry back that way.
No.
Because Henry, it would be forced upon him and he would never let her hear the end of it. He would never love her the way she wants to be loved by him.
But that's the problem is what if Henry is convinced that Rumpel did it? That's going to suck too.
He will be for a while, but you know, those secrets always come out.
Yes.
You always find out who was really behind something eventually.
Yes, that's true.
But do you think Henry would even go back to Regina if that she actually executed his family?
I think for a short time he wouldn't know. But I think, then again, he's smarter than that, so... But then again, one more time, I don't think Emma or Prince Charming or Snow will die anytime soon.
I don't think...
So rest assured.
They can't kill the good characters at once.
I understand that we can take this story anywhere we want with it as the creators, you know, Eddie and Adam can do whatever they want. But I think it would be crazy if they actually killed a Snow White. I don't think fans would react well to that.
Yeah, no.
Never. It would be pure dishevelment. Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, they really haven't killed off a lot of people. They've always written them off somehow. Like they went away. We don't actually see killing.
That's true.
So I don't
or Sheriff Graham.
Yeah. Other than Sheriff Graham.
Maybe he'll come back.
And like squeezing hearts.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that about wraps up.
Well, how about real quick the Greg.
Oh yeah, I forgot the Greg part.
Yeah.
So he's still talking to her. I'm still so upset with that name in the phone as her. So he's on the phone with her saying, "Oh, we have they said I'm good enough to be released, but I think I'm going to hang out here a little bit longer."
So annoying.
And she says, "Why?" And he says, "Why? Look at this." And he has a video of Regina using magic to get all the stuff out of Belle's purse. So I like how at the end of every episode, they throw one little part with Greg in there. I forgot he was there this week. I forgot that he was still in the hospital.
He's still there.
Because I was so focused on Emma and Henry and Bay and all that stuff happening. But I love how they sprinkled that in there right at the end just to throw you off a little bit. Like, what is he there for? How does he know about this place? Who are you?
He's obviously a super fan
my goodness.
Like us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, a super fan just like us.
I had a thought, but I'll save it for predictions.
Okay.
Hold that thought.
I
will hold it.
So let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh, that's me. I'm like, oh,
Tiana,
no.
You're up.
And go.
Gossip. Who's got it? That's me. Okay, so on Twitter recently, the official Twitter at @WantsABC has been doing this really cool thing that a lot of other shows have been doing too, called script teases. So what basically they do, they say, hey, if we get 1,000 retweets of this, we'll show you one line or two lines from the script of this week's episode so that you can try to guess what's happening. It's really fun. So if you're not following them already, make sure you follow them on Twitter. It's kind of fun to try to predict what the scenario is within the scenes that you're seeing. And you know, because it's random lines. So it's a lot of fun. That's how I pass the time at work. Don't tell my boss.
Well, she watches you in trouble.
Yeah, exactly, right? TV Guide had a lightning round with creators Adam Horowitz and Eddie Kitsis. And there are some great fan questions that were asked on there, just to highlight a few of them. Someone asked if Belle would be able to get her memory back ever, if it was possible. And they answered that no matter, they liked their show, and they liked that no matter how dire the circumstances, short of death, we like to think there's always hope. So then the real sort of storyline would be how Rumpel is able to help Belle get her memory back, because we know Rumpel is going to be the one really, really wanting to have her back, basically. So I thought that was a good little tease about what could happen, Marissa.
Okay, I'll save it for predictions.
Okay, and then another tease in there was someone asked, you know, now that Charming and Snow are back together, could we have a baby, possibly? And they did tease the possibility of a little bit of a sibling rivalry, maybe, with Emma and a new baby at some point. They didn't say this season. They said at some point it would be fun to see how Emma reacts, since that child would actually have the pleasure of growing up with both her parents, or his or her parents, and how she reacts to that. And then just the last bit of news I have, the Paley Fest?
Mm-hmm. Paley Fest.
Paley Fest is coming up. It's March 3rd, two Sundays from tonight.
Yes.
A lot of cast members will be at the Once Upon a Time panel. Jennifer Morrison, Jenny Goodwin, Josh Dallas, Robert Carlyle, Lana Paria, Colin Donahue, and Emily DeRavin.
DeRavin,
are all confirmed to be there as of right now. I know that we're excited.
So that's everybody.
Yeah, that's everybody. And, you know, Adam.
No Barbara Hershey?
No.
No Cora?
Not.
Darn.
Not as of now, but you never know who might still surprise us in there.
You guys should have a contest on who can get the most autographs or something.
Oh, yeah. Marissa and I will both be in it.
We're going.
I think I might go.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, if any of the fans want to go, go to pallyfest.org and you can get tickets there. It's super easy.
And you might see us.
Yeah.
If you're in the LA.
And say hi, because we love you guys.
And it's the first week that Once Upon a Time is back after this Oscars break. So that's also exciting, too, that we get to go do that and then come straight here and tell you guys all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because that's a Sunday, too.
Yeah, that's a Sunday. Fun.
Excited.
All right.
Did you guys come in costume?
We could, maybe.
I'm just saying. I dare you to come in costume. Yay!
Okay.
We did dress up once for the show.
Yeah, Halloween. So
you can be Princess Tiana.
Yes. Yes, I will be Princess Tiana. Okay, let's get into some predictions.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I just want to start with Marissa because she's already over here. Her face is just all excited. She has something to say.
My wheels are turning. Okay, I have a couple, actually. What if her doesn't really necessarily mean her? Maybe they're initials to someone.
Hold that glass.
Capital H-E-R. It could be someone. Like, who do we know who have those initials?
I don't know.
Maybe they're initials to someone.
Henry blank blank.
Maybe. Okay. And then another one.
I doubt it.
For Belle's
memories.
Lake Nostos. Anyone?
Restoring.
It has restorative powers.
Which makes me think was it Sleepy who went over the line first?
Yes.
I don't remember. It was one of them.
It was either Sleepy or Sleazy.
We couldn't have thought maybe Lake Nostos water for him, too, because he's still running around.
Well, how are they going to get Lake Nostos water?
No, it was Sneezy. Yeah, I think it was Sneezy. Because it's the pharmacist. Yeah.
Yeah, Sneezy. But they had the well there that has...
Yeah.
I mean...
It's linked somehow.
Emma and Snow White came back through the well. It has... Mm. They have the ability to get... They have access to Lake Nostos.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Good
predictions, Marissa.
Thank you.
One thing is I'm wondering about the harvesting of these magic beans.
Yeah.
Obviously, these are going to be huge factor into getting back to Storybrooke, or whether there's going to be a battle that's going to ensue. And looking at another prediction is the future episode in 2 weeks, Hooks Rumpel.
Yeah.
So, and Bae's there, so maybe Bae does come back to Storybrooke.
That was going to be my prediction. Bae.
I'm sorry, I stole your
prediction. No, Bae says, you know, he's not going to go back with his dad originally, but after meeting Henry and Emma, with Bae back in Storybrooke and Hook there too, Hook, Emma, Bae, love triangle. Go.
Go. Okay.
Go. That was that's my prediction. I wasn't really telling you guys to go anywhere.
But see, you guys are totally pro Hook and Emma. I am not. I think that's just a lot of flirtation going on. It's like you're going to a bar and you're like, what up, cow? And that's it.
I think it's sexual tension.
Mm-hmm. It's sexual tension that I think Emma can use to make Neil jealous because she's still heartbroken and thinks that
really
he abandoned
that. I mean, she's old enough to know that jealousy is not the answer.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's what feels right.
That's true.
Maybe. Yes.
I hear a theme
song. Let us know what you guys think. If you have any opinions
Get
on
in
any
the hook,
of this.
Literally.
Yes. Let us know. You can go find us on Twitter. I'm at TweetT22 on Twitter and Instagram. And I have to give a big shout out to Christopher Wallace. He's a Twitter follower. I told him I would give him a shout out today. He's an awesome fan.
True. He is.
And he really loves to keep the conversations going. He makes me think every week. So thank you, Chris, for being a watcher and listener.
And we love talking to you too.
Yes.
I'm on Twitter and on Instagram at SerafiniTV.
And I'm on Twitter and Tumblr at KAORIOUS. And you can follow me at Why Don't I Show.
Yes. So we won't be here next week because the show's not on because of the Oscars. We're okay with that. But we'll be back in 2 weeks and Kathy will be back with us too. So until then.
And we'll have information from the Pillars.
Yeah. And
too.
We'll have information from there too. Hopefully some really juicy gossip.
Yeah. And don't forget to follow us all on AfterBuzz TV at Twitter.
And check out Kevin and Maria Menounos' trailer, Serial Buddies, coming out March 8th to select cities, L.A., San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, and New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny, guys. Go check it out.
It's hilarious. After Adventures of Serial Buddies, go to serialbuddies.com.
Yes. Yeah. So, until next time, Oncers, we'll see you later.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.